habeas corpus act to protect the liberty of body. But in majority or most of the cases, we have the full extensive frame, judicial or the administrative framework that provides the adequate safeguard. So without going appealing to the habeas corpus act, almost diverse majority, great majority of cases has been resolved in the normal judicial review proceedings or even before administrative proceedings. So that with which we have full protection of the liberty for body and freedom. So this is a complimentary answer. And the second is with regard to the guarantee of information. And you have laid one case or where the immigration detention center does not disclose information on with regard to the Article 18. And in Japan, like you raised the point that the obligation to disclose this information is not on the state, immigration detention facilities. Yes, if we turn to the go back to the articles of the convention, so as we all are aware, the obligation of the state in this Article 18 is to guarantee to access information, and our approach is guarantee to access the information. Most of the cases in criminal proceeding, we have some measures directly informed from the authority or court to the person with legitimate interest. But in collection facilities or immigration facilities, our approach is allow or impose no restriction for little restriction to enable detainees or people in custody to enjoy their liberty to communicate with people outside. So through this process, people with legitimate interest are well informed about the information on Article 18. So let me underscore this point. And if I follow up of the restriction of the visit by lawyers and restriction of visit by other people, as I have explained, lawyers has full liberty to see people in custody in criminal proceedings or correction facilities or immigration detention bureau, immigration detention centers to guarantee the right to counsel of the people in custody. And with regard to the people other than lawyers or some diplomatic counsel or other people, like usually the officers of facility center will be present, and also that time is sometimes limited, but still we respect the try to secure the time for people in custody to see other people. Thank you very much.
Okay. We also appreciate the questions from Ms. Bhatti concerning the definition of victims and the also reparations of support and so on. First, I'd like to invite our colleagues from MOJ to answer the questions concerning the definition.